Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and Michelle's here with some announcements. Go right ahead, Michelle.
Oh, that was quick. Well, hey, hello. I'm surprised. Usually I just go to sleep for 5 minutes. The big announcement, of course, is the sale, Memorial Day, big sale, the biggest sale, one of the biggest of the year, is coming up on the 24th because it'll start on Thursday.
Midnight.
That's the 24th.
Midnight Eastern time, but it's 9 p.m. Pacific on the 24th, Thursday.
Oh, that's right. It is earlier here, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, okay, so that's, and then it's going to go through till Tuesday night. Tuesday night. What's Tuesday, Bill? Tuesday is the 29th at midnight.
Will be the day after Memorial.
Right.
Memorial's the 28th, I think, right? Monday?
I think you're right. It is Monday.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I think it's on the 30th, but no, it's on the 28th and goes through. Anyways, enjoy the sale, and every time that you order from NutriMedical, you're supporting Dr. Bill here, who's around for you, as you know, 24/7. And also, Bill will tell you in 2 seconds here that you're supporting yourself and getting the best supplements on the planet. So we
and the best free advice. Yeah, I want to make a quick announcement. We got two commercials that I voiced a week and a half ago.
Yes.
They're now circulating around Genesis. First commercial.
Did they go out already?
Yes, they went out a couple days ago. George got them all fixed up for us, and I haven't had a chance to listen to them. Hopefully, they are voiced fine. And they take all the oohs and ahs, and uh-huh. Not too many of those.
And then put some music.
Jazzy music behind it. The first commercial, of course, deals with our Red Deer Velvet DR, which we should be receiving next week. It is the
Yay.
First. It is the first. And we have many unique nutraceutical compounds and formulas that nobody else in the world has. Period. Anywhere. Functional medicine, naturopathy, whatever. But this product is the first in the world that actually returns you to the fetal state. It's the only time when you don't age is when you're a fetus in utero. And the reason is your placenta, which is actually part of the genetics of what we are as humans, actually is a bioengine that generates all the biomolecules, so you don't age when you're in utero. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, you said that before, so how does that relate to the Mountain Red Deer?
Well, when it turns out that the Red Deer...
Actually, it's going to be called Red Deer Velvet.
DR. Yeah, let me finish.
DR.
So the Red Deer Velvet has the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones that are present in all mammalian placentas. Now, the Red Deer Velvet we had for like 10 years now that we've been selling is good stuff. It's excellent. I still take it. But the new stuff is going to be miraculous. Now, the reason why is this. When it goes through the stomach, acid and pepsin, and it goes through the succus entericus, the enzymes from your pancreas, mm-hmm. and the ampulla of outer, the second part of duodenum, it destroys most of the molecules so they don't end up getting down to the end of your small bowel, where they get micelized and then absorbed into what's called a splanchnic, or the gut circulation, which goes from the bowel wall to the liver and then out to the target organs of your body. This product is now the Red Deer Velvet, but it's in a delayed release capsule. And I have patent technology on this, patent pending, so that when it goes there, it actually preserves all the molecules, so they don't get destroyed. So literally, this is like you go back into your mama's womb. Now, it's interesting, if you do heart surgery on a baby in utero, let's say they have an alpha seal with their guts are outside, or they have heart surgery done through the amniotic sac, there's mm-hmm. no scar, ever. You don't scar in utero because you don't age. And this actually returns you to the fetal state. Now, you can combine that with our fancy, powerful nutraceuticals and our peptides and epigenetic frequency therapy. In fact, I just talked to Dr. Greg Hipskind yesterday, and their senior engineers are going to be discussing with me how to interface the Lumen pads and all the new technology we have with my epigenetic frequencies. Now, you have to understand, how did I discover those? Well, a number of circumstances, but otherwise, God's always in it, okay? And he showed me visions of how to actually solve this using the research of Linus Pauling. And I'm the first in the world to actually be able to generate the atomic frequencies of minerals and amino acids that actually turn on your genes to regenerate you. So we can put it through the sonic life machine. We're working to put it through the Lumen Photon. We can put it through an MP3 player in your ears. But what this does is actually turns on the genes to regenerate tissue, because minerals, this is why the oldest living population on Earth, 17 of the oldest living people have 100 times more centenarians than us in North America. For example, in Georgia, 1 in 35 people lives to be 100. Here in America, it's 1 in 3,500.
Not Georgia, America.
Not Georgia, America. They would like to be that way, but no, it's Georgia, which is the southern Caucasus Mountains. And these 17 peoples all drink glacial milk that has minerals that are in organic chelate, humic and fulvic acid. And the 18th population are Okinawa Japanese that eat coral calcium. They actually take coral and crush it down in powder and put it in their food. It's all minerals. So minerals actually regulate your genes. They're the black keys on the DNA, and the white keys are amino acids. So we now have that magical key, which is, remember God said, in that day, the day of when God comes back, if a man or woman dies at 100, it'll be considered the years of a child. So in other words, centenarians will be considered the years of a child in the future. People will not be dying of diseases
Jesus returns.
Right, but he's preparing us for it. He's preparing us. He's coming soon, and we'll talk about that. We had a great show yesterday with Dr. Bob Teal about the Big Bang, and he had a little video clip there, and I put up a little video there, if you see it, about the Big Bang Theory, which, of course, some of the scientists that talk about this, that there was imaginary time before the universe and that the laws just organized it. It's all foolishness. It's a storyteller by these quantum physicists trying to find a theory.
Are you ready for some questions?
I am ready.
Okay. We're going to start with you, Ken, speaking of Georgia, Georgia, America. We'll start with Ken, and he sent me a text, and that was a question for the firing line. The following is from my church sister, and doctors say they can't do anything. She says, I have venous reflux of the superior veins in both legs due to damage caused by DBTS.
Yeah.
10 years ago, following life-terminating compression contortion injuries to my internal organs. It is severe enough where I cannot sit with my feet down, stand too long, or walk too far without causing extreme swelling from the groin down in both legs.
You can get a custom-made, machine-made, custom-made leg compression stockings, number one, and so those need to be made, and you can have them made from the waist down. They have to be made on a special loom with a computerized machine, and they actually have to take dozens of measurements to do that. So it's a custom-made stock, and that's number one, the physical thing. In terms of the veins, to help regenerate the veins, the first thing you want to take is, we have a peptide for venous regeneration. You want to take vein away, which is the acetylene, and it's the right nanoparticle size to heal the vein walls, because the valve leaflets will come back with time if you stimulate them. And we have the Lumen Photon right now, and for the vascular setting, it'll be setting number 3. Plus, we're going to soon have the epigenetic frequency therapy through the Lumen pad. So I would say Nutrimeds, especially vein away, all right, and the peptides for vascular regeneration, and, of course, a custom-made, if you want to call it orthotics, for the legs to reduce the swelling. And we also have epigenetic frequency therapy, which can be broadcast through the sonic life machine, through the woofers and the magnetic fields at the bottom of the machine, and the Lumen pads is coming. We'll have that. I may have a breakthrough, actually. I think I figured out something that if my idea that I got yesterday when I was talking to Dr. Hipskind works, I may be able to do it very soon. Because I have some special jacks that are 3.5 audio to MIDI jacks and an amplifier that's a 12-volt, 5-amp amplifier for 60 watts, and it may be enough to directly input directly into the from your MP3 player directly into the amplifier and into the lumen photon pads.
Bill?
So you have to regenerate, and you can.
Mm-hmm.
But it, just you have to have the right things. We have the peptides. We have everything.
Helen from Washington State. She's actually Richard from Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His mom.
His mom, yeah.
She moved to Texas now.
Right.
Because she found out she had a really bad mold problem where she was living.
Right.
In her apartment. And anyways, Richard wanted to know for his mom, what would you recommend?
Well, firstly, if you're...
She's away from it now.
But yeah, if you have mold. Firstly, I want to just make an interesting statement. Cancer is mold.
Oh, yeah.
So when you get cancer, you have a mold growing in the tissue, and you have secondary viruses and bacteria, like nanobacteria, that cause a genetic change.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take our five antipathogenics. Neutrodyne for at least a week. Full dose, 15 drops, three times a day, and half that thereafter. NutriSilver, one spray for 20 pounds body weight, 3 to 4 times a day. Allicin Med, one capsule, 3 times a day. Nutrimune 26Y, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. NutriDefense, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. And it'll go away.
I think Richard can afford two things.
And when we came back, we wanted to get narrowed down because he said...
Yes, for two for her, because he can't afford any more than that.
I would give two. I would give the Neutrodyne and the Nutrimune 26Y.
Oh, not the vein away.
No, you only gave me two. Are you talking about, for the vein?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting this mixed up. This is the mold one. I'm thinking the other one. So for Helen, for the mold problem, what are the two?
Neutrodyne and Nutrimune 26Y.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a little bit flustered there because Bill just showed me on his computer.
Talk a little louder, honey.
Another shooting.
Yeah, that was in Texas,
shooting.
Right? Yeah.
This morning.
Well, Trump said it correctly, and they need to harden the schools. We also need to have a visual identification of students in the school. They need to have metal detectors, like my cousins in Detroit. They've had it for 4 decades where they had metal detectors. No one should get into a school unless they go through a metal detector. So you have identification, and if they do, they should have a thing to lock down things that fall from the ceiling and lock and control that person so they can't move down the hall. And that would stop things. And they also, unfortunately, the same district, by the way, that the Parkland Memorial happened, the people in the city council actually voted against hardening the schools and letting teachers to get proper training, which would be much, really serious, like special forces training, and having former police officers and former military personnel. You need to harden the schools, including ID setups and also visual ID with cameras, and you need to have a system where nobody can move around the schools with weapons. It's ridiculous.
Leslie Bill from Ontario, off that subject right now,
yeah.
Said that she heard you once say on the air that a single strand of hair can hold 8 to 9 pounds. Did she hear right? She
8 to 9 pounds of what?
Just anything. It can hold, it's that strong. It can hold 8 or 9 pounds of any strength.
I don't believe I've said anything like that, but why would that be important to know?
She just was curious.
Well, first off, your hair is pretty strong, and if you're taking Collagen Max, it's stronger. If you actually want your wrinkles to go away and your hair to not break off, for example, one of the things that happens with elderly is their hair not only becomes like the Lugor baby hair, but it actually breaks off in their pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they start taking Collagen Max, within 2 to 3 weeks, it stops.
That's right.
And the wrinkles go away. In fact, the research results with our supplier lab in Switzerland, within 3 months, 67% of wrinkles disappear. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. That's why I take it every day. That's why I take it.
Yeah, beautiful nails. Your cosmetician that takes care of your nails and your hair and your skin say, what are you taking? Well, I got make up, but I also have make in.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
Which is make it's in important. Is your Collagen Max. And also our NutriMed Royal Jelly, which makes pro collagen. So you want to take both. Nutramed, Royal Jelly.
I take both. I just take the cold.
No, the Royal Jelly is going to make a big difference. You take both and you're going to really see a difference.
Guess what, Bill? I can't add anything else to my
arsenal
there.
It's taken a lot. You said that a few years ago, but now you're taking three times as much as you used to.
I know. If I lived to be 500, I'd have so much stuff I'd need a wheelbarrow. But right now, I've got enough.
Need a small one that could use the size of your teacup right now.
No.
That's a small wheelbarrow, I said.
Oh. Okay, Bill. Let's see here. Mark from Rolling Hills Estate in California says, he wrote this right on a consult. See?
Yeah.
He says, the doctor here recommends a decision within a week. Detached retina in my left eye happened 3 weeks ago. Two choices for surgery. One, SCLER, scleral?
Sclerotherapy. Yeah.
Buckling, which will probably result in permanent short-sightedness. Or number two, vitrectomy?
Vitrectomy, yeah.
With either silicone oil or gas. He says, I waited too long for some simple lasering to hold it together. Any other procedural options to consider, preferably non-surgical? I am 15 hours ahead of you on a long-term trip here to Asia.
I'll be in contact with him by tomorrow. And, of course, the thing I would recommend would be a vitrectomy before we do the buckling procedure.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know, I've done every kind of surgery, including eye surgery. I did cataract surgery and eye surgery before, as mm-hmm. well as orthopedic plastic, general surgery, whatever, abdominal surgery. And I can tell you, these procedures are really well worked out. The eye doctors, that's why you got to understand there's things that doctors do that are miraculous.
Yeah.
But there's also things that need to learn. For example, every specialty needs to learn functional medicine. Because if you're trying to regenerate your eyes, you also want to take the eye peptides and all our nutraceuticals like Vision Max. You don't want to just say, hey, I'm going to just do the surgery. For example, if you do a cataract procedure and you don't protect your retina will deteriorate three times faster than if you did nothing. Mm-hmm. So you have to take nutraceuticals to protect you against free radicals, or you can stop the cataract, which is blocking your vision, and your retina will deteriorate. Please continue.
Tamari from New Hampshire. Hi, Dr. Bill. My 23-year-old son appears to be getting pink eye. Can I use Nutridyne on him? And if yes, how much? How do you recommend using it?
No. Don't use Nutridyne.
You never put that in your eye. Ooh.
No, even diluted, I wouldn't do it. I would use NutriSilver. And NutriSilver is safe enough. In fact, every eye condition that I know, including glaucoma, has fungi, nanobacteria, and other pathogens like Toxicara. So you have to understand, you don't. It's just like an artery. Whenever you have heart disease, Michelle?
Yes.
When you have heart disease, you have two things going on. You have naryngiosis, which means your autonomic nervous system's causing vascular spasm. And during the vascular spasm episode, you get free radicals that actually cause the plaque. It doesn't go the other way around. It's actually the autonomic nervous system drives the coronary artery spasm the same way in your eye. Every tissue that is infected is going to deteriorate, including cancer. So the thing that's been missed is the infectious disease part of the theory of disease is not expanded. My theory is that there's even immune homology where pathogens can look like body tissues because some of the proteins like decapeptides, a 10 amino acid, they look just like a pathogen. And your body learns to attack it, so it attacks the tissue. So you don't want to put pink eye, NutriSilver, and if you want to take orally, NutriDefense, which will actually block the virus.
Now, how do you get pink eye? It's mainly contagious, right?
Yes, very contagious. Very contagious. You can touch a doorknob and to rub your eye, and boom, you got it within hours.
And what is it, just a virus?
No.
What is it?
It's bacteria and viruses. It's usually both.
Oh.
Yeah, usually both.
David Bill from Garden Grove, California. Hi, Dr. Deagle. Just wanted to give you an update on my condition. I took a DHEA test last week, and the results came back at 82. The range, if I'm reading it correctly, says older than 19 is 31 to 701. He must mean, I don't know.
In age range, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 31 to 701.
Yeah.
Right? After I took the test, I purchased some DHEA at the health food store. And took only one pill, 25 milligrams. I soon noticed that the pain in my upper back and neck started to go away. I couldn't believe it. I usually average 3 ibuprofens, right? Also, my heart started to feel better, not murmuring so much. So, Dr. Deagle, will you give me a prescribed dosage to take? I don't know how much to take. It's been a week now, and I've been taking one pill in the morning.
Well, the first question I'd ask is, who did the DHEA test? Because if you're going to measure DHEA, you want to do the saliva test. And you want a number of data points during the day. In fact, the average is 8 data points. So you don't just measure a DHEA. You want to have an unbound DHEA in saliva. Mm-hmm. Number two, you want to have a form of DHEA that's transdermal, because if you take a pill, it actually is going to hit your liver, and your liver will grab almost all of it, so almost none to go to the target tissues. So our DHEA transdermal is the one to take. Now, if you're trying to build arthritis in your upper back, arthritics is number one, one pill a day, tendon meter joint performance, and then Inflamex. So I would give him a different protocol.
He wants to give you a prescription protocol.
Yeah, I would give him one. This Sunday is actually the Hebrew feast day of Shavuot, and it's also Pentecost, 50th day. It's the day when the lights of the Spirit of the Holy God of God came down and they spoke in tongues. Mm-hmm. Remember that, speaking in tongues? Mm-hmm. Which is 50 days. It's the last day of the counting of the Omer. And now Jesus was called the Omer because he's the first fruits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's the last of the counting of the Omer, because literally when Jesus was gone after he arose from the Mount of Olives, 50 days after Passover, Pesach, is when Shavuot occurs, or Pentecost, and God spoke in tongues, so the people speak all hear their different languages but understand it.
Wow.
Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
And there's three major feast days in the Jewish calendar. The Passover, which is the middle of the 7 years of the end of the agreement or the covenant with death.
Mm-hmm.
The Sukkot, which is the beginning of the tabernacles, which is the same day as the birth date of not only Adam, but Jesus, and it's the first day of the last 7 years. Okay, so they have to sanctify the temple on Sukkot before they can start the Jewish sacrifice in the temple, which both the Israelis, now that the embassies moved there, but the Hebrews and the rabbinic council have actually now called to rebuild the temple or a tabernacle of Moses. And probably in the next few years you're going to see it back in Jerusalem, most likely at the Springs of Gihon, which is not at the temple, the Temple Heights area, which was called the Temple of Antonius. That was actually a fortress where they had 10,000 Roman soldiers. There was not a temple place. It was below. It was completely destroyed by the writers who were non-Christian, non-Jewish. It was completely destroyed. As Jesus said, no, not one stone will be left on another. In other words, he won't even know a building ever existed there. But the Springs of Gihon is below the Eastern Gate, and the Jews have total control of that territory already.
Is that the tabernacle they'll send? Will they set that up? Or
yes. Yeah,
or just do a tabernacle?
They're going to have probably a tabernacle. They may have a tabernacle of Moses first while they're building the temple. They can put it up pretty quickly, but the tabernacle could be done overnight. They already have it. They already have the tabernacle built and ready to assemble literally overnight with lights and everything. So the Sanhedrin was reconstituted 2 years ago, the same year that Trump was elected. And he's promised to help the Jews build the tabernacle and temple.
Our bill next is Neil from Missouri. We want to thank you. It's just kind of a thank you to you for everything you've done. He lost his mom recently, and I guess he's saying that how your NutriMeds helped me when supporting her and health issues for him, too. He's just saying thanks, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Neil.
Well, you know what? Thank God, because, you see, he gave me those skill sets and he gave me the compassion to try to help, even during the times when... And again, we want to have your support, too, of NutriMedical, because a lot of people wander off and they get nutraceuticals elsewhere thinking it's equivalent. They get our free advice, but then they don't support our ministry. And that's really, it gives me a pain, because when I see people who don't stick to supporting us by buying our high-quality nutraceuticals to make themselves well, and they get the free advice, it's an abomination is what it is. It's actually pretty damned evil, because people should because it really is, because they don't realize... Our ministry would, if we were not supported by our nutraceuticals, we won't be around to provide you advice, whether it's physical health or spiritual health. And it is a very unique ministry we have here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that's the second commercial that I put out besides the Red Deer Velvet was the one that basically offered people...
You put out a Red Deer Velvet commercial.
That commercial's already up.
Ooh.
Now, let me finish what I'm saying.
I thought you were going to wait until we actually had it here at the warehouse.
No. I knew it was coming this week because they part came back from China to get the machine built in Chula Vista. The second commercial basically offers people free, no charge, advice if they just email. You don't even have to listen to the show. to what nutraceuticals or even what tests to do with their doctor. And if they purchase one bottle of anything in the last year, they can get a call back free to tell them what to do. So it's a ministry. People need to know that. We are ministers of health. We're like, you know, I'm like a high priest doctor, and you're like a priestess nurse taking care of people. And people have to understand that. That's why we do a lot of free things for people. And try to even send, we had one gentleman recently dying of cancer, and we even sent him some of his product before he even is able to pay for it. And we're asking for donations to help people like our veterans and people that are desperate and don't have help.
We didn't get any donations, but we sent it to them anyways.
Right. But we have,
we got Sarah.
By the way, we'll talk about
it anyways.
I'm going to talk about my...
Because God put it on our heart to send it, so we sent
right.
it.
Right, and I had a talk the other day with Robert Newman about health care. And I will be communicating tomorrow with the president about several issues. We have five letters back and forth, and I'm going to talk about this on videos tomorrow, because we have to make sure that people understand that this president doesn't have good intelligence. He's surrounded by some very bad people, and people like John Bolton, and we'll talk about that as well. So we have to understand what's going on now is we need to solve problems of immigration and health care. Americans shouldn't suffer while we make weapons of warfare, do we? Should we?
This next person wants to be anonymous from California.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
There's a lot of anonymous people all over the place, you know.
Of course. Well, sometimes they want their privacy and all that good stuff.
I mean, they have such an unusual first name, there's only one in the state, right?
That could happen,
too. I'm just kidding.
Hi, Dr. Deagle. Could you please review my scan? That's an abnormal retinal scan. It's probably the QRMA, right?
No, he might have a retinal scan, actually.
Oh.
I saw a report that comes through.
It was a retinal scan
from his ophthalmologist. Yeah.
Okay. The one I did 6 months earlier was better. I don't have a colored copy. Or whomever. Anonymous.
Yeah.
The visual field test is normal. I am on Timoptic. In the morning, and what's that?
Alphagan, that's just for dry eyes. Yeah.
In the afternoon, even though my pressure without the drops is 15 to 16. I am told the optic nerve is getting worse in both eyes, and I am scheduled for another scan on June 26th and to see the glaucoma specialist. So, this person's taking the Vision Max, the Collagen Max, Cell Defense, and CanSee.
Yeah, well, we need to get them to take Neurogen to remyelinate the nerve fiber tracts and sphingolin.
Mm-hmm.
We need them also to get Lumen Photon and start on setting number 3 for the eyes and 7 for reducing intraocular pressures.
If you're using the Lumen Photon on number 3 for sleep, right? For
right.
insomnia, are you going to get the benefit to help with glaucoma?
Yeah, I have another gentleman actually started his a month ago, and his intraocular pressure dropped to normal just with using the Lumen Photon in his eyes.
So you could be using it for insomnia, and it's going to help
reduce your intraocular pressure and your retinopathy. If you've
really?
Got central macular degeneration or retinitis pigmentosa, it'll help.
Because that's the same setting, right?
Yeah.
Number 3?
Yeah, setting number 3, but I'm working with Dr. Hipskind to actually do the epigenetic frequencies for the eye, because we have the frequencies of the minerals for eye regeneration. But yes, it was setting number 3 for the eyes works wonderful.
Is that called NICO or something?
No, that setting number 3 is the eye, and the other setting is 7.
What's NICO?
There's a combination of frequencies that used to be in Lumen. Now with the newer machines in light, they actually cycle through all the frequencies.
What do you mean?
Goes through all seven frequencies.
So there's no NICO setting anymore?
No, it isn't. There's a NICO setting in the older Lumen pads. There's, you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, NICO. That NICO setting was specifically developed as a dental research for regenerating what's called NICA, or cavitations around the teeth.
Oh,
I see. The NICO setting actually works very good for membranous bone and stopping cavitations around your teeth roots.
Okay. And it's number 3 that's for the eyes, though.
3 for the eyes and 7 for intraocular pressure.
And number 3 is for insomnia.
So 3 is for insomnia because it stimulates the pineal gland to raise the redox potential, allow your pineal gland to make melatonin and serotonin.
So it does that, plus at the same time helping with glaucoma and
exactly.
intraocular
right.
pressure.
Yeah, we also have not only the iPad systems, but we also have the brilliant headgear for traumatic brain injury, depression. Like if you're a football player or had a traumatic car accident.
That's new, isn't it?
That's new technology. Yeah.
Okay, where are we here? Gary. Gary from up there in Canada, British Columbia, says, "Hi, Michelle. I received my order today. Thank you. All I need now is a quick how much of what and when from Dr. Bill. Also, would you recommend I follow the anti-pathogen protocol at the same time as the anti-cancer protocol? Or do you do both of them together?
You do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in our society, because of the toxic food, toxic radiation from space, we're eating now 73% increase in ultraviolet radiation, toxic food, toxic vaccines, toxic scalar radiation from cell phones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, wind towers. We're getting fried. As they say, we're frogs in a beaker.
What is that? So it's his cancer, anti-cancer, and anti-pathogen protocol go together?
Yes.
Because
they go. Michelle, you have some more interesting emails and
yeah,
counsel.
This one's from Paula Bill, all the way from New Zealand. She goes on, she says that she emailed you back in October, right?
Right.
She said back from this past October, because she has, what is that?
Amyloidosis.
And a massive heart attack she's had.
Right.
And she's got on chemotherapy, too, for cancer. So she says, basically, here it's quite long, but I'm not going to read all that, but I will read this part that she says that she wants just two or three products to deal with her heart because she thinks that when she goes for her next cardio echo on June 21st,
right,
that could deteriorate her heart good until it just stops or she has another attack. So she wants two or three products for her heart right now because that's all that she can do. That's all she can afford.
Yeah, I gave her the full list of products, and we can select a few off the top there. In terms of amyloidosis and cardiomyopathy, the first product you want to take is Cardivasc. You want to take OQ10 Supreme, and then I would take Omega Supreme Pro. Those are the three. If you're only going to select three, but
yeah.
I recommend the whole list because what people want is they want to get like 60% better. Whenever you require seven things, you got a real terminal condition because her condition with amyloidosis of her heart is terminal, which means she's going to die soon if she doesn't do everything.
Well, why is she on chemotherapy for that?
She's on chemo because she's got a cancer elsewhere.
Oh.
Besides
she's,
that, yes,
well,
so she's
got a lot of.
Yeah, she's got a lot of stuff going. You know, in other words, the bony hand is fingering toward her to come to the other side, and we're going to try to help stop that. We're going to try to heal her naturally, but she should. Rather than restrict and say, give me two or three things that will make me better so my heart test will be better, find some way of getting enough resources to get enough of the, maybe not 10 things, but maybe 5 or 6, so that you can actually have a fighting chance to actually show the test is improving.
If you had to say two or three things, I know you'd start with the Cardiovasc.
CoQ10 Supreme and the Omega Supreme Pro. Those would be the first three.
Yeah.
I'd add magnesium glycinate. I'd give her Vascucare carnitine. And I give her things to protect the artery wall, like VenaWay, et cetera. Things like that, and some ethyl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Acetonisomethine in the sachets. But she needs a whole lot of stuff. And I give her the full BL deal. And we'll try to see what we can do. But, you know, when people give you an advanced thing, say, only give me two or three things because I want to get better, they need to take more, to be honest with you. And it's not easy to tell people, well, if I give you two things and you need seven, to get a reasonable chance of getting better, it's kind of, you know, and people say I have limited resources, that's why we need to have a value-added tax. So preventive care, medical care, and catastrophic care, nobody has insurance, and to get rid of malpractice, we got to stop, we got to go way beyond even Bernie Sanders to health care, not just Medicare for All, because Medicare Part B is a pain in the butt, and you don't necessarily approve things, and you're still stuck where the state or the people tell you what's normal care, and they won't have innovative care. Like in places like provinces in Canada or Britain, where the state decides whether you live or die. We want to have it so that it's only you and your doctor, and it's nobody's business in the government what's going on, but you can get preventive care done, and you shouldn't have insurance. It should all be like in ancient Israel, the tithe was paid to the Kohens, so they'd never go into business. So you never paid for health insurance when you're an ancient Israelite. You know that? Nobody paid for health insurance.
Before, yeah.
And the Kohenic doctors, and I'm a Kohenic doctor, were priestcraft, and they were called into 24 family cycle. And if you got the long or short straw, whichever way they decide how you're going to get, if you went into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur and you were unrighteous, God didn't give you a bad day. He killed you on the spot. You had a rope tied to your leg. And so if they stopped hearing the a cappella of the singing, the high prayers, they knew you were dead because God killed you and pulled you out. Usually when you were ready to pour the blood on the horns of the altar. So that's when God dealt with you. If you were righteous, you're cool. If you're unrighteous, he's going to smack you down right there. And people don't know the splitting in Israel, do they? There were such things as health insurance.
The only way to be righteous is through the blood of Jesus.
Well, they were righteous if they always turned to God. See, remember now, that's true in both modern Christianity, but they're righteous ancient Hebrews that followed the entire Torah and the Pentateuch, you know, the five books, and they did what they did in God's will. In other words, acceding to God's will is how you can become righteous by approbation. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, God dealt with you. Like James and Jambri, that actually brought false fire to the Holy of Holies, and they got burned.
Here we go. Eleanor from Ontario, Canada says, Michelle, if this question is mentioned on the air, I'd be very grateful for an email to answer so I don't miss anything. So I'll make sure that you email her back, too. She found that there's studies and patents about batches of tetanus vaccine?
Non-adjuvanted patches, yeah. A tetanus patch. Yeah, there may be patents out there, but nobody's making it.
Oh, okay.
I checked into that already.
If you know when it would be commercially available.
Well, like anything, and this is one of the reasons why what Trump did last week was really good with the drug companies. We pay the most expensive drugs in the world, including Europeans and Canadians and anybody, because of the corruption of Congress and Senate. And Trump ended that. Today, by the way, he's making an announcement that's going to end with Title 10 under Ronald Reagan, all federal money for abortions to Planned Parenthood.
Is he really going to do that today?
It's ending today.
He's got my...
It's ending today. He also did that with drugs last week.
Is he really doing that?
Yes, it's over.
But it wasn't done yet.
It's done today. Title 10 was actually... Yes, Title 10 was done under Reagan. George Bush Jr. didn't reenact Title 10, and Obama actually struck it, just ignored it. So now he's putting it back, Title 10, and it's going to stop all federal money going for abortions.
Wow. That's good news, isn't it? As
I say, you keep on going, someday you'll be a real live Christian boy.
Okay, next bill.
What do you think of that?
Scott, in an email.
That's why I call him Trump Pinocchio.
Scott, in an email. Okay.
So Jesus is Father Geppetto to Trump. Someday, Trump Pinocchio, you'll be a real live boy.
Yeah, right. Keep praying for him.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott says, I'm a long-time listener, and I've enjoyed your shows immensely. Nice. Long ago, you referenced Hep C. Unfortunately, I have had it for 18 years, and I feel as if the symptoms are beginning to show. May I please ask, what do you suggest I do? And thanks for being you.
The first thing is that there is a drug treatment, but it costs around $10,000 a month that has about an 87 to 90% chance of healing you. For a tiny fraction of that, you can take our NutriMeds, which is all five. You want to take NutriDefense, which blocks the virus, NutriSilver, Nutridyne, Allison Med, and Nutrimune 26Y, and bye-bye, Epsi. You can actually test the viral load in your blood within 4 to 6 weeks after you've done at least a month, and you'll notice that the viral load will show your DNA load is gone. There's none there. And you should continue on a half dosage for a period of at least a year and then recheck to see in 2 or 6 months after to make sure it doesn't come back. But it's easy to do it at a tiny fraction of the cost of these powerful and dangerous drugs that the drug companies make. It costs $10,000 a month.
We have Kirk here, Bill, in an email, and he said a whole bunch of stuff about prophecy. Four horsemen going on. But I guess you have a guest, Mark Taylor?
Mark's been on a number of times. He's got some real popular videos that we put up on YouTube. Some of them got, tens of thousands of hits, yeah.
He said, while I like Mark Taylor's encouraging attitude, everyone should know the burning and poisoning Revelation 8 is coming. What's he talking about?
I don't know.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know.
We're burning and poisoning. First off, you don't want to take things out of context. The Bible, let me explain this. I consider myself, when you're called prophetically, God makes you what's called a locksmith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a locksmith learns what's called tumbler codes. When you learn tumbler codes, you realize You have to have this code and that code, and they interpret themselves. That's why 2 Peter 2:10 says, no scripture is of private interpretation, which means if God gives you the Tumblr codes to take this scripture and that scripture and match them up, because it's all in the Bible, you don't need to invent anything. It's all there already.
Right.
But the Tumblr codes tell you exactly what's going to happen. So if you look at the Tumblr codes, for example, we are starting with the signing of the Sukkot, with the agreement that allows the caliphate to have their Mount of Olives, and Jews start the temple, starts the last 7 years. Which, by the way, unfortunately, Trump has already promised the Jews he was going to help them do it. That's why he moved the U.S. Embassy.
But that's not ready yet.
It will probably happen by, at the very latest, by the first year of the second term, 2021.
At the latest?
At the latest, 3 years from now.
Okay. Well, we don't want to see that because that means prophetically there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen.
Well, we have 7 fat years. The 7 years of Trump starting this year with the tax changes and so on, we are in the 7 fat years just like the prophecy of Joseph, the father of all the Ephraimites, including us.
Thank you for listening, everyone. God bless you. We'll see you here next week, and the sale will already be on. So don't forget the sale. Don't forget to support NutriMedical. If God puts on your heart to give a donation, that's, you know, when we do have to...
with veterans and our poor people,
whatever.
They're in desperate states. So we try to help them as much as we can.
Help us to help them.
and keep us around so we can continue to give a healing word, a prophetic word, and
who's
comfort.
On next?
We have Charlie Schlanger from Berlin.
Great.
Pill, a combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.